You are now at the Arno Lake Dam, which was built by the Adamello General Electric Company at intervals between 1907 and 1927. It was a gravity dam with a maximum height of 27.5 meters. The lake and #8217 waters were channeled via a pressurized penstock to the Isola di Savo plant, around 1,000 meters lower down. When it was first used in October 1910, the water thus channeled powered 4 Pelton turbines, and Isola was one of Italy's most powerful hydroelectric plants. You will notice the imposing scale of its facade in large blocks of granite arranged in steps with rusticated regular channels. A specific feature of this plant is a squared-off block in the center of the dam and #8217 wall onto which a Solomon's knot design has been carved, a symbol which probably dates back to the late Iron Age and the presence of the Celts in these mountains. The design is made up of two irregular ellipses made up of bundles of lines which intersect twice and are believed to represent the relationship between the human and divine worlds. During the war, the two new hydroelectric plants at Cedegolo and Isola were extremely important as they supplied electricity to Lombard industry. It was precisely for this reason that the Austro-Hungarian military analysts suggested efforts to sabotage the Lake Arno Dam's water capture infrastructure right away, taking advantage of the fact that the Upper Savia Valley area was relatively undefended in the early days of the war. The loss of electricity would have led to the collapse of manufacturing in multiple Lombard factories, many of which had converted to armament, ammunition and other logistical support material and equipment production. The attempts at sabotage plotted by the Austrians were put into practice on 10 June 1915 but blocked by the Italians, to some extent fortuitously. A crate containing 19 kilograms of explosive gelignite and another containing a timer-activated electric detonator were found by Italian soldiers and are now on display at the Temu White War Museum. The testimony of Alpino Full Corporal Giovanni Battista Maloney from Monti, a small Berzo Demo hamlet, in the 51st Company of Edolo Battalion in his memoirs is valuable. In the first days in which we were camped out at Pahara to the right of Lake Campo, we went down to Boazzo Dairy on night patrol and built a little trench near it, on this side of River Cheese, and we sometimes remained there for several days. One morning and #8230, we saw an Austrian soldier on his own coming towards us on this side of the river. Our sergeant wanted to shoot him, but we dissuaded him, assuring him that the 12 of us would have no problem overpowering him. The Austrian soldier picked up a branch and fixed a white handkerchief to the top of it and came decisively in our direction. He spoke Italian well, better than we did. He was an Austrian sergeant major, a native of Vienna. He already knew all about us, including the name of our company commander. He told us that he had an important secret to confide to our commander urgently. So an Alpino soldier took him up to the company, to Captain Musso. "I'm here, Captain Sir," said the Austrian sergeant, "to reveal something of the utmost urgency to you. But you must first give me assurances that I will be reported as having been taken prisoner at Boazzo Dairy, not that I gave myself up. You must send a platoon to Agnaga Pass and Forsal Rosso Pass right away because my team is on its way there now to blow up the Isola plant. And #8211. So the 1st platoon of the 51st Company commanded by Lieutenant D'Amici set off right away. Our Alpini soldiers succeeded in getting to the Austrian soldiers, and #8230, but not taking them prisoner. They did, however, manage to capture a crate of gelignite which they left behind as they fled.